Let us bow together in prayer. May the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. This being the first Sunday of November, it is a tradition in our congregation here, as well as throughout our denomination, to observe it as Stewardship Sunday. That means that one Sunday out of the year, the minister has a legitimate reason to speak about money. But I will keep that part of it brief this morning. Stewardship. And stewardship is a tale of two tables. Stewardship begins with an acknowledgement that all that is ours has been received from a gracious God. And in response to those gifts, we offer gratitude and thanksgiving. And the way we exhibit that gratitude is not just with words and proclamation that, yes, truly God is good. No, we take it a step further by responding in our actions. Stewardship is a response to God's goodness exhibited by what we do with what we have. It isn't often that I begin a sermon with a theological statement, but that is the way that I want to begin this morning because I feel it's very important as we launch our 2012 stewardship campaign, that campaign to underwrite the mission of this congregation for the year 2012, both here in this community as well as a mission throughout the world, that we speak of it in terms of the way the scriptures themselves speak of it. I trust that we see stewardship as our ability to respond to God's goodness, not only in terms of how we do things for our own people and how we do things within this community, but also how we try to reach out to people all around the world. And this congregation has been very good to that. If you look at the amount of monies that come in on our special offerings, One Great Hour of Sharing, our Christmas Joy offering, our Peace offering, we do very well at that, which says that, yes, we are a Christian community that believes in giving because we have been blessed. And so I want to emphasize that theological principle that I think is so important as we talk about stewardship, that our Christian understanding is that what we have has been entrusted to us. Did you note that I said what has been entrusted to us? That word and the principle involved is so important that it's the very first thing I want to speak to this morning. You see, most of us love to talk about what we own, how good it feels when the last payment is made on our house, and we say, now it is mine, I own it. In like fashion with a car, that car that stands in the driveway up at the manse is no longer owned by the bank, which first carried the loan I took out when I purchased it a few years ago. I cut back from paying for some other things for a while and paid off that loan in 18 months instead of the 36 months that had been granted. And that made me feel so good because I could now say I was the owner of that car. No longer did it belong to the bank. But this sermon this morning is not about what we own. It is a sermon about stewardship, what has been entrusted to us, that over which we have trustee responsibility. You know something? I'm always much more careful with things I don't own. I'm always much more careful with the things loaned to me, entrusted to me, things that I want to handle very carefully because they're not really mine. I'm so grateful to the one who trusted me enough to entrust me with that which belongs to that one, but has been given to me to use because the giver feels I can handle it carefully and wisely. I'm always concerned that the giver is pleased with how I am using what has been entrusted to me. And so my question this morning on this Stewardship Sunday, on this Sunday of talking about what has been entrusted, how well are we doing with the things that God has entrusted to our care? Take a moment this morning to think of some of the things that have been entrusted to you over which you bear trustee responsibility, stewardship responsibility. And I think the place to begin is with your own life and the body that life is carried in. God gives us life, and someday God receives that life back again. Believe it or not, you don't own it. You are not really free to do with it whatever you darn please. That life and the body it is in has been entrusted to you. How well are you taking care of what has been entrusted to you? What kind of stewardship do you exhibit over your life and over your own body? And what about other lives that have been entrusted to your care? You can begin with your own children. Once again, they're not really yours. God has simply entrusted them to you, trusting that you will exhibit the care, the nurture, and the discipline that is necessary, that will make the giver feel pleased with how well you carried out your stewardship responsibility. And I think the same thing is true of other lives that have been entrusted to us. Let me make a very personal comment at this point. Not long ago, I was engaged in a conversation with several other Presbyterian ministers, each of whom was talking about his or her congregation. One of my colleagues would say, "My people." Pastors have to acknowledge again and again that the people of the congregation that they serve are not their people. They are God's people. They are simply entrusted to us by God's call and the call of the people themselves, a call to be a pastor to them. What a trusteeship has been granted to us. What trust has been placed in us. Oh, that God might be pleased with my stewardship of what has been entrusted to me by serving as your pastor. No, they're not my people. They're God's people placed in my hand for the time being. Well, on a Stewardship Sunday, you know I need to address stewardship of time and talent and treasure, and I would go back to the first principles, those theological principles I laid out at the beginning of this sermon. Time, talent, treasure. You don't own any of them. We're simply entrusted with them because God trusts us. Because of this, we respond with gratitude and thanksgiving. But the problem is, can we get beyond expressing that gratitude simply in words? Can we express that gratitude in deeds? Stewardship is a response to God's goodness exhibited by what we do with what we have. That's the whole point of this morning's sermon, so let me repeat it again. Stewardship is a response to God's goodness exhibited by what we do with what has been entrusted to us or what we have. When I first gave thought to this morning's sermon, knowing that the theme needed to be on stewardship this morning, this being the first Sunday of November, and also that we would be once again, because it's the first Sunday of the month, receiving the sacrament of Holy Communion, I was moved by a sentence I read in some promotional material, not coming from our denomination, but from another denomination. That stewardship, that sentence began this way, and it's become the sermon title for this morning's sermon. Stewardship is a tale of two tables. The prayers we offer at the kitchen table or dining room table express gratitude that our basic necessities in life are met through God's graciousness. One of the ancient prayers expresses it this way: "You open wide your hand, O God, and satisfy the needs of every living thing. Thanks be to you." Our kitchen, our dining room tables become altars at which we offer prayers of gratitude, even as we express concern that we are good stewards of those gifts. And today we come to another table at which once again we offer a prayer of thanksgiving, remembering God's great gift to us in Jesus Christ. We respond with another great ancient prayer: "It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise." And at the end of the meal of the bread and the cup, there is that great prayer of stewardship: "Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our wills, our works, a continual thank offering unto you." Good stewards, good trustees, know that the kitchen table and the communion table are both the Lord's table. We are invited to a table not our own, but provided for us. We are offered bread that is not our own, but shared with us and entrusted for us to share with others. We turn to the table to receive with thanks. We turn from the table to give with thanks. The hymn that we sang earlier in the service says it so well: "We give thee but thine own, whate'er that gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee." Let us bow together in prayer. Eternal God, we rejoice that you have entrusted to us life and time and talent and treasure. On this Stewardship Sunday, grant that we might ask ourselves once again, how faithful have we been as stewards, as trustees of all that has been given to us. May we use all to the furtherance of establishing your kingdom on earth. For it is to such a task you have called us and entrusted us with the gifts to bring it into being. This we pray in the name of the one whom you have sent and in whose life and death and resurrection we have experienced the way and the truth and the life. Amen.